Want to understand what climate change is really all about? Want to get the latest in environmental news? Listen to the Green Diva's My Earth 360 report to keep up with everything you need to know.
So psyched to talk to Lynn this week. She has got so much going on in these wonderful Green Diva's My Earth 360 posts. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Lynn. So glad you're here.
Well, I'm
glad
actually, you know, after the last couple of weeks' segments, I'm now really psyched because you've got so much packed into these things. I want to try to get more of the information into the podcast this week. So I'm going to be quiet, and you tell me what's the top of your list of environmental news this week.
Okay. Well, my mind has been spinning a bit because there are so many things that are going on.
Yeah.
Some of what's been going on gives a whole new meaning to the side effect oily discharge.
Oh, jeez.
I'm thinking.
Ta-da.
There's a fracking well blowout in North Dakota.
Yep.
That happened last Thursday. You might have heard about that.
No.
Yeah, I read that in a press release because that company's stock went down.
Yeah, it was leaking between 50 to 70 barrels of fracking fluid plus 200 barrels of oil per day.
Oh,
not even
terrible.
Sure if it's over with.
I don't think it is. Last I heard, I mean, it wasn't over on Friday, and I haven't really heard tons about it today through the press release. So,
yeah, and then on earlier in the month, there were 12,000 gallons of crude oil that leaked from a Canadian Pacific Railway train on Monday.
Yeah, I did read about that today, and I thought that's one of those news stories that really slipped under the radar.
That's a huge...
Yeah, and there's been just a number of different spills. And just yesterday, you know, the coal ash spill that happened in North Carolina, that was the third largest oil coal ash spill, and the company that was responsible for that, they just apologized yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
They weren't apologizing.
It took them a little while since it happened on the 2nd of February.
This wasn't the one that was in West Virginia?
I'm sorry. Yes, that was, I don't know why I'm thinking North Carolina, West Virginia.
Cool.
And there was a coal slurry spill that was 100,000 gallons that were spilling into a waterway near Charleston last week as well.
Oh, my. So it's just unfortunately that happening.
Yeah,
and then something that's not really funny, but it kind of is funny. There, I don't want to say it was funny, but a reaction was a bit off. there was a Chevron fire and gas well spill in Pennsylvania last week, and they ended up giving free pizza coupons to the residents.
Oh, that is
to make
like,
them feel a little better.
That's a little twisted.
That's just kind of, yeah.
So what's up with that? Like, okay, here we're polluting, you know, and endangering your health, so have pizza.
Here, your water is ruined for generations, but have a couple free pizza pies on us. Like, what does that do?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, your grandchildren's water is going to be really bad, but here you go. Here's some coupons.
So some PR people that are, you know, getting a little bit. Really...
Yeah, so that was kind of a crazy thing.
Wow.
And then I don't know if you heard about the... For the last eight months, the Center for Public Integrity inside Climate News and the Weather Channel, they had done a big investigation about what's going on in Texas, which is the nation's biggest oil producer,
right?
And some fracking things that are going on in Eagle Ford with some of the fracking pollutants. They have right around what they call the Eagle Ford Shale. There's a 400-mile-long, 50-mile-wide fracking site. And it's really, it's very problematic.
So is there new research coming out? Are they finding, you know, releasing some of the findings of their
research?
There's
a huge long report by these Pulitzer Prize-winning journalists that I will post.
Oh, yeah.
But they also put together a short film about it and how it's impacting the residents. And there's just been a whole bunch of complaints by residents, and they've just have been falling on deaf ears. And so the film itself is about how it's impacting the residents and one of the things that came out of it was that there has been 100% statewide increase in unplanned toxic air releases since 2009. So, and obviously there's the problem with the water and everything else. So that's a very, very interesting film to watch. And I will embed that.
Oh, good. Yeah, because I think that's exactly what we're doing here is we're trying to help raise awareness to some of these issues that obviously do seem to ride under the media radar.
Yeah,
exactly. And then China is going to be spending, at least they're allocating and talking about allocating $330 billion to clean up some polluted water. They have a lot of their groundwater resources are heavily polluted.
Yeah.
And they're short on water. So,
well, that's good thing.
That's
then
good news for them.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we like to hear a little good news from time to time.
I know, right? It's always, you know.
Actually, all the time. We need good news.
Yeah. Good news is good. And then another cool thing is that there is a solar-induced hybrid fuel cell that's been developed that produces electricity.
That's excellent.
Biomass.
Wow.
And that is something that can provide electricity for developing nations and then as well as for larger facilities.
So that's a biomass fuel cell?
Yes.
Cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And it could be more sustainable and then potentially lower cost option compared to other fuel cell types. So that's a very cool thing.
Wow. More good news.
Yeah, so you're on a roll, man.
And now I'm back to a little bit of bad news.
All right, okay.
One step forward.
Got to have a little bit of the good with the bad, right?
True.
There's a new report that came out that finds the number of chemicals contributing to brain disorders in children has doubled since 2006.
Oh.
That's
terrible. I know,
terrible.
So that's kind of a problem.
Well, you know, this is what we were talking about last week with their furniture and stuff. I mean, when you just don't think about it. But when I started to really dig in to do the post that I did on Care 2 to accompany that podcast, it was actually a little scary. And, you know, you'd think it'd be done outgassing after a couple of years, but the fact is the 15-year-old couch is still emitting all kinds of nasty chemical toxins in the air.
Yeah, I guess it's not really too surprising that autism, ADHD, dyslexia, all these things, these childhood diseases the rates have been soaring in recent years. It's pretty
well, and I think children,
sad.
And you know, if you talk to environmental medicine, you know, folks that pediatric environmental medicine in particular, you know, children are more vulnerable. They're still developing their bodies, their lungs, their brains, their little systems are a little bit more vulnerable than ours.
True. And,
right.
I mean, so many chemicals are passed from mother to child, too, as we've all talked about in the past as well.
They're being born pre-polluted, yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of these chemicals, too, can be found in umbilical cords.
Yeah.
Not a pretty picture.
Pretty scary. This is kind of interesting. I don't know if you heard about John Kerry's, what he called climate change recently, when he addressed a group of students and government officials. In Indonesia, he called climate change perhaps the world's most fearsome weapon of mass destruction.
Ooh, wow. That's pretty heavy.
Yes.
Good for him.
Then Newt Gingrich is calling for John Kerry's resignation over that climate change talk.
Really?
Yes.
Newt Gingrich.
He's got a number of tweets out there.
He tweets.
Yeah, he tweeted about it.
So the Newtster never said anything that might be hyperbolic ever, you know?
Oh, no, never.
Come on.
No.
Give me a
One
break.
One of his tweets says, "Every American who cares about national security must demand Kerry's resignation. A delusional Secretary of State is dangerous to our safety."
Actually, I think Kerry's right on. I think we have underestimated and undervalued the power of climate change and global warming, whatever you want to call it. It's happening, baby. And you know what? What's happening is we're done, man. We burned up our time here.
Yeah. And to be honest, too, I remember my aunt, I think it was my aunt, I was telling my mom the other day, you know, we're supposed to have this really awful cold stretch for like 8 years. And that's very off kilter.
Yes.
So apparently we're supposed to have like polar vortex winters for a good amount of time, not just now.
Well, I am so great.
Moving to Mars.
So great. Yeah, there you go. I think it's actually cold there, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, they have dry ice there. So.
Yeah, they got dry ice.
They've got some CO2, so
well,
maybe it's not
there. So I guess I'd be screwed either way.
So thank you so much for doing all this homework and research and helping, you know, keep us up to date on what's happening, because I think it's important, and I'm really glad we're doing this. And we burned up an hour, but there is no, what's the word I'm looking at? There's no pollution. There's no pollution for the 10 minutes we've just burned up. I'm not making any sense anymore.
I haven't been making sense today at all. So
it's totally fine. But yeah, we're excited to read your post. I always love the more details that you provide about these stories.
Thank you for reminding me. Everybody should go to thegreendivas.com and check out Green Diva Lynn's latest Green Divas My Earth 360 post with all the details, links, and everything you need to know. Bye, Lynn.
Bye, Lynn.
Bye.
Thank
Thanks a lot.
You.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
To find out more about this Green Divas My Earth 360 report, visit thegreendivas.com. And to learn even more about climate change and environmental news, go to myearth360.com.